The Matt and Bertie with us. Hello, boys.
Hello.
I say boys. Men. Real men.
That's right.
Gentlemen. Don, David, Alan and Ross. Alan, you've still got a lovely head of hair on you. There's a nice colour there.
Well, I was not expecting you to say that. It's the last thing I was expecting you to say. Well, I'm going shorter and shorter and shorter, as you do as you reach a certain age. And eventually I'll probably go right. Actually, I'm trying to look like you. That's what I'm trying to do.
What? No, this. I've got choir boy hair. It doesn't do anything other than this. It's a disaster. It's good to have you with us, boys. So listen, you from whereabouts in New Zealand you're from? Are you from the same town?
Oh, no. I'm Auckland. I'm from the top, but the sort of venal money capital.
When you say top, is that hierarchical top?
Geographically and hierarchically.
Did the rest of the New Zealanders, would they like people from Auckland? Do you get on well?
No.
What?
I come from Wellington. We don't really like Auckland.
Would Wellington be the Manchester in comparison to Auckland's London?
Okay, yeah, we're the arty end.
And the three of you are from Wellington and one of you is from Auckland, is that right or not?
Yeah.
I'm from Palmerston North, which is a very dull provincial town, but we don't like Aucklanders either.
So did you... Okay, how did you... I was going to say, when did you get together? Now I'm just going to ask how you got together, because you obviously don't like... did you get together in Auckland? Were you all living in Auckland at the time?
When we started, I was living in Wellington and Don said to me, should we start a band? So I actually moved to Auckland to start the band.
Yeah,
Auckland's lovely, actually.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a beautiful city. And then I know you got together in 92, and then how long were you together before you guys knocked it on the head and didn't want to do
it? We started about 1990.
Yeah, we started working together. And then we came to England in 95. We did a world tour. Then the world tour ended up with us living in England. So we stayed here for 4 years. And then we finally came home in 99. David came home early and came home in 96.
97. 97. I came home, yeah.
Alan left.
Alan never came home, did he?
He never came home. That's right. He stopped playing with us. But we just stopped seeing him. Stopped turning up to gigs.
Who lives in England? One of you live in Britain now, right? I mean, you live in Britain now, right?
What's that?
You live here, right?
I live in London, here. Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then, Ross, you're back in the...
Yeah, back in Auckland.
Yeah, okay. So, listen, so you've come over to the UK to do a one-off gig. Just one? What did
I know.
One?
It seemed like a good idea when someone suggested it.
It seems like a great idea. Yeah. Maybe just do two or three. Around the country.
We had such a good time on this winery tour we did in February.
Oh, well, I want to get there. Don't worry, we're going there.
We thought let's just do one more show to cap it all off, and then we were so slack with our organisation that it turned into a show that was months away from the end of the tour.
So are you staying at Alan's?
Rhythm section. The rhythm section stays together.
Okay. And the winery tour. See, I like the fact you reunite for a winery tour. That makes a lot of sense.
Like when you reach a decent age, that's the sort of touring to do.
Damn right.
Yeah.
How? Picture the scene for me. How did it work there? You'd rock up and presumably it was all you just toured Marlborough, did you?
No, there's other good bits. Central Otago wines, beautiful. Okay. You know,
what kind of wine would you get there with that? Was that
you get those
Rieslings,
really lovely dry Rieslings that taste sort of limey, you know, limestoney, and they're beautiful. So yeah, it was good.
And so you'd rock up at a winery. Presumably you'd do the gig first.
Yeah, semi first before we drink the rider.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, and the rider essentially involved, I imagine, some nice
wine.
Stuff.
Some really nice wine. Yeah, there was one winery which specialised in fruit wine, which wasn't so good.
That was terrible. We left quite straight after the gig, actually.
Guy thinking, how has this worked out?
Yeah.
It's our reunion tour. Why'd you do this to us? Pop quiz, where's the best place in New Zealand for wine? And you don't have to name like products or anything, but where would be what would be your grape?
Oh, Martinborough, which is just, it's like in the flat bit north of Wellington, and there's fantastic Gewurztraminers there. It's just amazing.
That's the great thing about New Zealand, man. You guys can make pretty much any wine up there.
Yeah, all round. I'm a sort of like, my favourite wine at the moment comes from around the Nelson Mootery area. So that's sort of near Marlborough.
What's your poison, David? Are you a Pinot guy?
No, I've become a Chardonnay. Terrible, you know.
David,
like
you look like a Pinot guy.
I know, but
he looks like a Pinot bottle.
Alan, What's your poison?
I drink mainly beer.
That's because you're here now.
Yes, that's right.
We've sort of got you on
about. He drinks lager. Yeah.
But if you have to at all, did you just, out of principle, did you say, no, I'm not?
That was great. He did say that, and it was great when he did.
The pretentiousness of the conversations around wine, I just couldn't buy into.
So what's the matter, man? It's a good thing. Oh, Alan. Alan's changed. Yeah. Hasn't he? What about you, Ross? You look like you're the sort of guy who would drink anything.
Yeah, pretty basically.
Ross, you brought your own bin. I know your own percussion, but we have bins here. I love the fact you've. Is that
this
specific?
Is so I can collect CDs on the way out and stuff. And you won't notice.
Take them. Listen, it's great to have you boys with us. This is the Mutton Birds. You're going to do Envy of Angels first, right?
Yeah.
Now, your greatest hit's been out for a while, but you've got a live album out as well. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we just finished a live album and we brought it to sell tonight at the gig.
This is the live album from the winery tour.
Yeah.
See, so... I tell you what, I'm just
before we drank, we were recording before we drank any of the wine.
Well, I'm looking at the picture on the back. It looks like the photographer had a couple before.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like all out of focus. So listen, where are you playing tonight?
Playing at Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Oh, what a great
venue
to play.
Which is a great tradition for us. It's because when we lived here, we played there every year. We played probably early in the year. We did three in a row or something, didn't we? Mm. Great fun. Mm. Beautiful gig.
You should have done three in a row this time. The people are there, man. They want it. Okay. Listen, can people still get tickets for this? Is sold out of it?
I believe so.
I think so, because they can just open another floor if need be.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I'd say the second floor's probably open.
Oh, it is.
Well, there's a third floor that they can open.
There's a third floor.
There's a secret floor, is there? Yeah. Right, okay. And you guys were connected. I didn't know you were that well connected. All right, these are the Mutton Birds.
There is a glass ceiling at some point, but...
This is Envy of Angels.
Strong enough to take the weight of all the people that haven't been born. That's what you said to me, and it's the envy of someone drawing plans. Can you hear someone cutting wood? Can you hear someone walking the land? When all the time I wanted to be somewhere that wasn't so new, where you didn't have to dig yourself out place to stand. Far away from the envy of thank you. your place after dark. The lights of the town behind these hills. I'm wanting so much to see you again. I can almost touch the new tar seal in front of my wheels. They're painting the signs, measuring the line, marking the lines, laying foundations, making them strong for all of those people that haven't been home. And it's just like you said, it's the envy of angels. It's just like you said, it's the envy of angels.
Don't stop. I could do another. I could do another 10 minutes of that.
The bat was about to pop out of my legs.
I couldn't do another 10 minutes.
Oh, boys, that was so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Envy of Angels, which is one of the greatest hits, and on the live album. And you know, I'm no doubt. Hey, you don't want to give your set list away tonight, but would you be playing that like the top of the gig or towards the end of the gig?
It's one of those songs that doesn't like to fit in anywhere except the front. So we tend to do it at the front, I think.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah. Don't be late.
But then... Oh, that was extraordinary. I had no idea. I knew you were sort of multi-instrumental, but I had no idea. You had the guitar there, and normally people sort of like, you know, when they need to do a solo, they have a little go on a mouth organ. It was like the it was like the BBC Concert Orchestra had opened up halfway through. What is that instrument you were playing with
it's
the guitar?
It's called a euphonium, and it's yeah, it's not widely considered to be a rock and roll instrument.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think Don sort of thought it was when we started out.
Hey guys, when he came to the table with that and he went, "Hey guys," and then I'm going to do a euphonium solo. Were you like, "What?"
I think they sort of glazed
over. That's it.
We thought it was a whole different instrument. We didn't realise till we brought it along. We thought it was like a melodica or something.
Well, I think you thought it was a floor show.
Yeah.
Euphonium.
It sort of is.
That's why you guys bought into it, right?
Yeah.
So listen, when you decided to knock it on the head, what have you guys been doing since then? You do solo stuff, right?
I've been playing solo, yep. And I've been doing some film scores. Oh, and Dave's been doing some film scores as well.
I do film scores now, yeah.
You've done stuff with Jackson, both of you, or just Dave?
Me, yeah. I've worked on all of Peter and Fran's films since Lord of the Rings, all of those, and King Kong, and Lovely Bones, and now The Hobbit.
What sort of different discipline is it? I imagine if I was a musician, I would love to do a film score.
You've got to put the microphones a lot lower for the hobbits.
we actually, with some friends, I've done a song for them. We've done a song for dwarves to sing. So I've spent a lot of time with dwarves.
Are you working on The Hobbit right now?
We did one song for it, but it's sort of, it's good. It's sort of
Yeah.
Going through the film, so let's, you know. Let's
go. So from Lord of the Rings, did you do that?
No.
That's the best bit.
That's Howard Shore does all the score. We do the music of Middle Earth. Like we do the Hobbit stuff, and we also did like the Sound of the Ring, and it was like a dream. Job.
Can you just hum one of the ones I might know that you did on that?
No, you wouldn't know any of them.
I would know.
But if you look at if you look at the first trailer of the Hobbit, there's our song in it. So that's the ring thing.
That's Howard Shore again.
That's Howard. Yeah.
Don't mention his name
ever again. What about you guys, Alan? What do you do nowadays?
Well, I mean, I left the Mutton Birds. I went away with another singer-songwriter, and then I came back to London. I made an album of my own under the name Marshmallow, which came out on one label. They went bust. Then it came out on another label, and they went bust. And since then, I've sort of been feeling sorry for myself, really.
Jesus, Alan, I'm glad I asked the question.
Yeah, really wish you had asked that, eh?
Well, we normally play some depressive music on this, but normally the interviews are a little bit up.
Yeah. It's going to take a couple of days for us to bring them back.
Oh, no, I've gone into NAM, haven't I? And Ross, yourself?
I went back to New Zealand and ended up playing for a lot of the acts over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still playing with a guy called Dave Dobbin, who's an iconic New Zealand sort of singer-songwriter. Yeah. I've managed to play with some excellent singer-songwriters.
We were talking earlier on before we came. I don't think I've ever met a New Zealander I didn't like. And what is it about you guys? People like you. They want to like you as
well. Yeah, see, I can think of a couple I don't like, so...
You know more than we do.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
There's a straw poll for the most part. They're a good bunch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, everyone wanted you to win the World Cup. When your team gets knocked out of rugby, I'm going, I like the All Blacks.
Yeah, well, it's when our team gets knocked out of the World Cup, like, the next election is lost. You know, the incumbent government loses, you know. So it's sort of, it's scary. You want them to win. Well, unless you want the incumbent government to lose.
Yeah.
You want the All Blacks to win. Yeah.
And
I take it you don't know any Australians.
I'm a big fan of Australians, but you guys...
Australians tend to wear their dislike of New Zealanders on their sleeve.
Is it real, though, or is it...
Well, it's largely because if we weren't there, they'd be the last place on earth. So they really need us, and they need to dump on us.
But we're a bit resentful of them because they're sort of, they're funnier than us. So we resent that as well. We like to think we're sort of subtle and, you know, sort of humble, but they are funnier than us.
Hey, do you know the place I went to that I really like? My girlfriend worked there now my wife worked there for a long time, the Cook Islands?
Yeah.
You guys been there at all?
Yes, beautiful.
But what I love about it, especially, is that you're there, and for the most part, all you eat is what they've got. So it's fish, and it's the local vegetables that they grow, and so forth. And then once a month, an enormous container ship arrives from New Zealand with tam tams, and is that what they're called?
Tam tams,
biscuits, and New Zealand stuff, and that L&P drink that you drink. Cracking drink, that isn't
That's a great drink.
Yeah, and it's like everyone goes gorgeous. It's like when we used to go monthly shopping when I was a kid, and for 2 days you just ate like the last days of the Roman Empire, and then you just like,
and then it just goes down to fish and coconuts,
exactly,
and taro.
Listen, what are you guys up next? What are you going to be doing next? Are you obviously you're just over for the gig. Are you going to spend some time over here, or will you just go back to your jobs back in New Zealand? You going to do any more of this?
Well, we sort of seem to be a bit open, but I'm here. You know, I've got family here, so. But I'll be back.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's great to have you with us. You know, my producer Ben is a huge, huge fan of yours, and he said, "Look, we don't want to get them back for a one-off gig. Let's get him in." And
we've always loved Ben.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't love Ben. Yeah. Ben's a New Zealander of the team. Really, it's impossible to dislike. but thank you. It's a great honour having you with us, and I really appreciate it. You're going to finish up with a Cure song, right?
Great. Yeah. Okay. It took us a long time to decide on a cover, and this is our common ground.
Okay. Okay. Brilliant stuff. These are the Mutton Birds.
We're going to go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Monday's blue,
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. But Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Oh, Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Birds, Friday, I'm in love. Boys, thanks a million for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very
much. It's a pleasure to meet you. Best of luck tonight.
Lovely.